how can we be humble without being seen as weak? To some extent, I explained that humility means at one level in corporate world, be just open to other people's suggestions. But sometimes we have certain stereotyped conceptions of humility. Now, humility doesn't mean that we have to constantly be confessing our inability. I remember once in my early days, when I was just learning to speak in public, so there are a couple of my other friends also. So, one of my friends was also giving a spiritual talk, just learning to give a talk. So he started his talk by saying, "Actually, I'm a fool. I don't know anything. And all of you have come here to hear me, you're wasting your time." Now, he was saying it in humility, but that is going to alienate your audience, isn't it? Why are you wasting your time? You can't, don't come here. Isn't it? So, that's kind of humility where we just keep speaking about our inabilities in a way that alienates other people. That's not humility at all. That is actually just, that's you could say almost like a self-pity or negative self-obsession. See, some people are self-obsessed in a way how great I am. And some people are self-obsessed in how greatly poor I am. So, when people have the difference between humility and say inferiority complex is that humility is false ego rejected. Whereas inferiority complex is false ego frustrated. False ego frustrated, I want the whole world to think I am great. But what to do? I can't do anything great. So I want to be great, but I can't be. That's false ego frustrated. But false ego rejected means I want to do something worthwhile. If people appreciate it, that's good. If they don't, but still I'll keep doing something worthwhile. So I would say that in the corporate world, if a particular role requires us to speak about our abilities, our accomplishments, we can always do that. Because that's what is required for that particular service. We see even in the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, when warriors are about to fight, the warriors often speak about their abilities. I have achieved this and I have defeated this, what can you do against me? That might seem almost like bragging. But at one level, when there is fighting, see, fighting is not just a physical confrontation, it's also a mental confrontation. And whoever gets the upper hand in the mental game, they are much more likely to win. So then, at that time, when somebody speaks about their own accomplishments, I defeated you 10 times, what do you think you can do now? So, intimidation is also one strategy within confrontation. So, if somebody is intimidating the other person, is that ego? It could be, we can't guaranteedly say it's not an ego. But it doesn't have to be an ego. So, for specific purposes, if we need to speak about our accomplishments, even if you want to use the word, our glories, our achievements, that's perfectly fine. Most of the time, what are we doing? When we are interacting with people, if we are just cutting people short, if we are disrespecting them, it's very easy to understand people who are full of themselves. Anything that you speak, some people, they practice what is called autobiographical hearing. Mm-hmm. Autobiographical hearing is, if say you have, I fell sick. What sickness you had? I had a sickness 10 years ago. And they start with themselves. This happened and that happened. They just don't hear anyone else. So I would say that humility, if we understand it as a tool of not being ego-centered, essentially being not being ego-centered, but purpose-centered, then it won't come off as weakness, because where we need to take a strong stand, where we need to speak about our own accomplishment, we can do that. It's more of a overall disposition rather than a specific action. Does that address your question? Thank you. Yes, Ram.
Hare Krishna, you...